There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A bill to reauthorize the federal government's electronic surveillance program is awaiting President Biden's signature. The Senate approved a 2-year extension early this morning, less than an hour after the law had expired at midnight. Senator Angus King announced the result.
On this vote, the yeas are 60, the nays are 34. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the passage of this bill, the bill is passed.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer thanked his colleagues on both sides of the aisle. He said the law is needed to protect the nation.
It's an important part of our national security toolkit and helps law enforcement stop terrorist attacks, drug trafficking, and violent extremism.
The law allows federal law enforcement agencies to monitor the communications of foreigners without court approval that may include communications with Americans. The House is expected to vote today on legislation to give foreign aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The bills are coming to the floor with the help of Democrats. A few Republicans are threatening to vote to remove Mike Johnson as House Speaker. Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted overwhelmingly to join the United Auto Workers Union. Stephen Bishov of the Gulf States Newsroom reports.
Pro-union workers gathered at a local union hall last night as results came in. From the very start of voting, they grabbed and held on to a wide lead. And when a majority vote in favor of joining the UAW was confirmed, supporters cheered. Assembly worker Annie Standifer says the vote for the union was not a vote against Volkswagen.
We love the company we work for. We love the product we make. We want our workplace to be the number one workplace in the world.
Next up for the UAW, a Mercedes plant in Vance, Alabama. Workers at that plant will vote on unionizing next month. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Iraqi security officials say there was an explosion last night at a military base in Iraq used by an armed group backed by Iran. One person was killed, at least six others were wounded. NPR's Carrie Khan reports no one has taken responsibility.
The explosions occurred at a military base south of Baghdad, according to the Popular Mobilization Forces, which uses the installation. The PMF, previously an armed faction tied to Iran, is now a formal Iraqi security force. It says the blast caused, quote, material losses and injuries. The U.S. military in the past has struck Iranian-backed groups in Iraq. U.S. Central Command, however, posted on social media that it had not conducted airstrikes in Iraq Saturday. The explosion comes one day after an attack on a military airbase in central Iran, which a U.S. military official told NPR was attributed to Israel. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A volcano is erupting on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island. Officials say more than 2,000 people have been ordered out of their homes to escape falling rocks and ash. It was a mixed week on Wall Street as the Federal Reserve signaled it might have to keep interest rates higher for longer to bring inflation under control. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average was flat for the week, while other indexes tumbled.
Hopes dim for an interest rate cut early this summer. Investors are now betting it'll be September or later before the central bank is ready to start lowering borrowing costs. Mortgage rates continue to creep up, with the average rate on a 30-year home loan topping 7% for the first time this year. That's keeping a lid on home sales and new home construction. On Monday, the Commerce Department reported stronger than expected retail sales. Consumers spent more at restaurants, grocery stores, and internet retailers in March. Spending on cars and furniture, however, was down. The Dow showed little change for the week. The broader S&P 500 index lost 3%, and the Nasdaq tumbled 5.5%. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Tesla is recalling its new Cybertruck. The problem is the accelerator pedal could stick in a depressed position. Company officials say there was an unimproved change on the assembly line. Workers were using soap as a lubricant to attach pads onto the accelerator pedals, but traces of soap remained, allowing the pad to slide off. The company says no crashes have been reported. The recall applies to all the Cybertrucks delivered so far, fewer than 4,000. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.